We good? Hello? Hello? Is it on? Hello, hello. No, I don't hear. Is the box one in the window? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Praise God. Huh? Praise God. I think it is. Thank you. They don't need to hear my voices for the recording. I'm soft spoken. I'm sure y'all be able to hear me. Hallelujah. As we continue our series tonight on the power to overcome, we were talking about moving forward, and a couple weeks ago, Pam spoke about victory over food, amen? And one of the things she talks about is changing our eating habits, that we're supposed to eat whole foods, we're supposed to avoid added sugar, we're supposed to stay hydrated, and we're to move. Amen? One of the things that the Lord had spoken to me about, and that was as to use wisdom and discipline. And wisdom is eating right, and discipline is exercise. Amen? And they work hand in hand. So we were talking about...
Discipline can be eating right, too.
Wisdom and discipline can work together there. So victory over food. And every time I get a plate in front of me, I have victory over it. Oh, that isn't what she meant. And then J.O., last week or whatever, he said, victory over death. Amen. And he talked about physical death, spiritual death, and relational death. And tonight we're going to be talking about victory over defeat itself. Amen. It's sort of like when I looked at it, it was like an oxymoron statement. And but at the same time, God wants us to not be defeated. He wants us to recognize that. I was listening to a song earlier, the enemy has been defeated. Death has lost its sting. Amen? So tonight, our text is in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we're having victory over defeat tonight, okay? How many need to have victory in some area in their lives? Amen? And we all have an area in our life where we can stand to have victory. So first, our scripture reference today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to follow through with victory over death from last week where J.O. left off and step on. It says in verse number 9, but we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, and whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So we have, first we're going to look at the deliverance. The deliverance. So first we're being delivered from captivity. Amen? So look with me in Luke chapter 4. It's a familiar text. It's the word of Jesus. In verse number 18. So repeat after me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the receiving of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. In other words, the same words that Jesus said, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and the same words that Christ was speaking, you and I can walk and operate in the same authority, in the same power. You know, we have deliverance, as J.O. spoke last week. He spoke about deliverance over death itself. Look with me in Psalms chapter 116. The Bible says, the Word of God says, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Thank Jesus for the blood. Amen. That not only there's a physical death, there's a soul death for those that aren't in Christ, but thank the Lord that we're in Christ Jesus. And Psalms 116, verse 8, he says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. You know, one of the things the Lord reminds me about in his word, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen? So he's not only delivered us from physical death, but he's delivered us from spiritual death. Amen? We have victory over defeat. We have victory over evil. Over evil. And 2 Timothy chapter 4. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Everything is established by his word. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So first off, we have the deliverance. Deliverance from captivity, deliverance from death, and deliverance from evil. Amen. We have a deliverer, the deliverer. One of the things that he wants us to do is he wants us to declare it, to proclaim it. You know, I've shared with you many times, the adversary doesn't understand our words. The Word of God says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's God's word. The Lord was speaking to my heart about that the other day. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Error never set anyone free. In other words, God wants us to understand that we have a deliverer. There's been deliverance that's been given to us, and we have a deliverer. And 2 Samuel chapter 22. The psalmist David said this, verse number 2, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Amen. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, no tongue that rises. We shall condemn as the children of the God, as the heritage of the Lord. So he calls for us to decide. When I looked at this, he took me to Psalms 56. Psalms 56. Verse number 13. He says, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Amen. You know, the word of God tells us to walk in the light as he is in the light. And we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin. Amen. So, you know, deliverance comes and I'm walking with my deliverer. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, nowhere in the word of God does it tell us that we will not face adversity. Amen. But one thing that's great is we never face it alone. He says, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll always be as close as the call of my name." Amen. I don't know about you, but that gives me encouragement. That keeps me, that keeps the joy in my heart and strengthens me. He says also in this that his deliverers to display, I put on this. And Daniel chapter 6. The prophet Daniel says this. "He delivereth," in verse 27. "He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who have delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Amen. Amen. Just like the Lord delivered Daniel, we have deliverance. He's delivered us from evil and death. And we have a deliverer that's always there. Amen. When I opened up today this evening, I just asked a simple question. If anybody needs to be delivered from something, and everybody needs to be delivered from something. Amen. And one of the things about that is God once said, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as the word of God goes forth tonight, it's to overcome something we're battling with. Amen. Amen. Recognizing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down strongholds and casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. In other words, this isn't just a book we read. It's a book we put to practice. Amen. One of the things that we're all being perfected in Christ Jesus, and his old saying, the old cliche says, practice makes perfect. And we become perfected when we put his word to practice in our lives. Amen. And if we don't practice it, if we don't put it to work, it can't have an effect. Amen? And God wants to have an effect in every heart and every life. So he has the deliverance. We have the deliverer to be what? To be delivered. In Psalms 18, the psalmist says in verse number 16, he says, "He sent from above and took me and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me." In other words, he delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord delights in you. Look to the one next to you and say that you are a delight to the Lord. And you're a delight to me. So since you're a delight to the Lord, Since you're a delight to the Lord, and I delight in you, you can delight in me. Amen? Sounded kind of corny, huh? But it's true. Amen? Well, I know it's true because the Lord says it. And another thing is in this victory, we're to treasure it. In Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17, he says, behold, for peace I have great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. Amen. I'm thanking God for my deliverer. Amen. I'm so grateful for the deliverer. He's delivered me. I love that song. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Probably sang better if somebody could sing it, but amen. What has the Lord brought you out of? What has the Lord delivered you out of? What has he brought you out of? What, you know, in other words, that's a cause for celebration. Amen. So many times we're looking for the next thing. We don't have gratefulness and thankfulness for the last thing. And God says, if you can be grateful and thankful for the last thing, I can give you another thing. Amen. Smile. Jesus loves you. Amen. This isn't a beat you up message. This is a lift you up message. Amen. Is something on your tongue?
No, I'll just thank
you. Har, har, har. What are you trying to say? That the Lord needs to deliver them out from hearing me? Hallelujah. Look with me in 2 Timothy 3. It's all about trust. Verse number 12. No, verse number 10. The Apostle Paul says this. He says to his student Timothy in verse number 10, he says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Amen. Out of how many? Out of all. So, in Isaiah chapter 46... this is for us to determine, It's not in your PowerPoint up there. You can write it on your sheet. Verse number 4. And even to your old age, I am he, and even to your hoar hairs or your gray hair or your lack of hair will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. So what is he saying to us tonight? That he's given us victory over defeat itself. Has delivered us from a great death, who doth deliver, and whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He's delivered us from captivity, from death, from evil. We have the deliverer that we need to declare and to decide and to confess as to display that we've been delivered. That's our testimony. And we should treasure it and trust. You know, one of the things that Solomon said, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Amen. I thank God for his deliverance. I thank God that he's given us a deliverer. I thank God that he's here to deliver. And the question that is on the bottom of your paper is this. What do you need to be delivered from? Now, I'm not asking you to speak it out loud, but what I'm asking you to do is write it on the bottom of that sheet right now. What do you need to be delivered from? Write it on your sheet. If you want to be delivered from it, write it on your sheet. If you don't want to be delivered from it, you'll just keep it. Huh? All right. Does everybody have it written down? Follow instructions. Now I want you to take that sheet, and I want you to, if you have your Bible, I want you to fold it up and put it in your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, just fold it up. Question I ask you is simply this. Do you believe God in his word? He said tonight he was going to bring deliverance. He is the deliverer, and he will deliver. So what I want you to do is I want you just all, everyone to stand up, if you would, with me. Sometimes we confess our faults one to another, and the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But sometimes people gossip about things that are confessed. So we're not bringing everybody's stuff in the public. God knows. That's why God wanted you to write it down. And whatever you wrote down right to now, I just lift up your hands to heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, Father God, tonight, Father God, you said that you would bring deliverance to every captive, Father God. That you would open prison doors, that you would set captives free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are our deliverer, and Jesus Christ alone is who we're trusting in right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, you see it, what each and every one wrote down on their paper tonight. In the name of Jesus right now, Father God, I bind that name in the name of Jesus. I bind it by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and I call it loose from them in the name of Jesus. I cast that word, that name down to the pits of hell, and I declare liberty and freedom, for who the Son is made free is free indeed. So right now, in the name of Jesus, just start giving him praise and glory and thanking him for delivering and taking that thing from you tonight. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the ones that wrote down for physical needs, being delivered from physical disability, that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed, Father God. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Every name that's written down on every sheet of paper in this room must bow to the name of Jesus. We take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. and we declare liberty, and we declare freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. So we praise you, Lord, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Tell that thing, whatever it was, it has no longer control over you. Speak to it in your own heart, in your own life. Tell it to get behind you, get away, and never be before you again. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory that your deliverance came tonight, Father God, because the deliverer is here and you brought us delivery. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory. Start giving them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we can do better than that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We praise you and we give you glory, Lord. We praise you and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victory, Lord, that you gave us victory over defeat, and defeat no longer is in front of us, because we're children of God and we're victorious. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That gives us our strength. So we praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Now bless the food we're about to eat and the fellowship together. And may we have just a wonderful time sharing your love in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.